American comeback. President Trump in his third State of the Union address.
The president vowed to rebuild the nation's infrastructure and move to a merit-based immigration system.
Welcoming those who follow the rules, contribute to our economy, support themselves financially, and uphold our values.
Talk show host Rush Limbaugh, diagnosed with advanced cancer, was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom presented by First Lady Melania Trump.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Two flights of Americans evacuated from Wuhan, China, have arrived in California to escape the spread of a deadly new virus known as 2019-nCoV. Viruses used to be named for their place of origin, but that hurt those places' reputations.
We are really trying to be as neutral as possible, but as helpful as possible as well.
Dr. Sylvie Brienne with the World Health Organization says coming up with a name will be helpful for the global response. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. We have a pretty hefty storm system we're going to be dealing with today and again tonight and tomorrow. We've got the risk of showers and thunderstorms, especially by this afternoon, this evening, and tonight. In fact, the greatest risk of severe weather would be from late this afternoon through the overnight hours tonight. Damaging wind gusts would be the main threat. Can't rule out a tornado. Also, some locally heavy rainfall amounts are possible. There'll be more rain on Thursday with a high temperature in the middle 60s, then breezy, much cooler Friday. Hey, get our weather app on your phone or tablet now and be ready for the action. It has instant push notifications for severe weather alerts because it knows where you are. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Governor Kay Ivey delivered her State of the State address last night. She says two of her top priorities are the state prison system and education. Ivey also announced she will create a group to study the impacts of a state lottery and other legalized gambling. The city of Wetumpka held a groundbreaking ceremony yesterday for a new football stadium at the Wetumpka Athletic Complex. The stadium is scheduled for completion in August, just in time for football season. And two local historic groups are in negotiations to buy the historic First Presbyterian Church building from First Baptist Church. If the sale goes through, it would save the historic building from being torn down. Both groups say that early conversations have been positive. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman's running for Congress. He grew up in the family moving van business. Right after we were married, his dad sent him overseas to work with their international agents. Our girls and I didn't see him much then, but he learned so much. When his dad moved to chairman, Jeff became president. Since then, the company has grown from 15 to 70 service centers around the world. Their revenues have increased tenfold. He's the hardest working man I know, and he has been since he was 10. For some reason, God gave him the ability to go more than most and not tire. That might help him in Congress. More later.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. And Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. It's O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Earn double points on all sale items like wiper blades, motor oil, tools, and more. Ready for an oil change? Get 5 points of O'Reilly High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $23.99, plus double O'Rewards points. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. How is everyone?
How you darn?
Jack Campbell, April Marie Vogel. I'm Joey Clark. We got a show lined up, all right.
Well, we got a lot of news.
I am cursing and passionate. I am on fire this morning.
That scares me.
These men might be in trouble today.
Can I have a little volume?
Yeah, sure.
I guess Rich had a hearing test, but it's not as loud. Yeah, thank you. That's good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Wait, do we have all the results in for Iowa? Anything?
Oh, hold on.
No, 71%. 71% in?
You know, that's, I've never been so happy for anything the Democrats have done in my life as I am for them drawing this out, because this is just, this is amazing.
It's a terrible week for Democrats and a very good week for the President of the United States.
This is beautiful. And what's beautiful is how poorly some candidates are doing. Like, it's not even like a one and done, you lost Big Biden. It's like, you lost Big Biden, and we're going to tell you about it for 4 days.
You know, but I don't put much credence in these Iowa caucuses, because now, traditionally, and I looked at the history of them since I've, you know, been right. conducting them, the Democrat nominee in the end generally has won the Iowa caucus. Now, if you have not, like, Gephardt and who was the other one? Tom Harkin.
Right.
But they're from up in that area. But they won, but they didn't go on to win any other state.
Well, and that could apply to Buttigieg, as the president
How
called
him. How do you say his name?
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Pete.
Mayor Pete. I've been calling him Mayor Pete for months.
Well, former Mayor Pete now, but caucus for Pete. Yeah, we're looking at him right now on our TV screen here in the studio.
He did so well, though.
Is he wearing blush?
I'm sure he is. He's on TV. They make them do that.
No, okay. Anyway, because he's local, he's that kind of, not to Iowa, but he's that area of the country, it might be the same way as Senator Harkin.
That's what I'm thinking, that he's kind of a neighbor, and people are familiar with him. But I don't. You know, a lot of people, what happens to them, especially is in the Republican Party, because a lot of people, or a few people, have won the caucus and not gone on to be the nominee.
Yeah.
They spend a lot of money in Iowa, and then they're out of juice by the time they get to South Carolina. They usually reserve enough money to do New Hampshire.
Yeah.
But they've spent so much time and energy and money in Iowa, and it's really not... Oh, thanks, Nancy.
Sorry, I'm paying attention. I just have a feeling to rip things up this morning.
Anyway, so I just cannot believe that. And obviously, they've staged this.
You think they've staged the shabakal?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, really?
No.
I do.
You can't feign this kind of idiocy.
I think it's incompetence. I think it's idiocy. Though, I think the President of the United States wants Democrats, in particular Bernie Bros, to believe it is rigged.
Yeah, I'm not sure it is rigged. They couldn't let Bernie win, and they couldn't let Biden win because he's just inept. He's a terrible candidate.
Right.
And Elizabeth Warren over Biden, really? She came in third place? I mean, what we think is third place.
Yeah, barely.
I mean, really, I think Bernie is strong. The one person in the on the Democratic side of the aisle is very happy after the result or non-result. We're still only 71% in. We're now on Wednesday. Is Mike Bloomberg. After what happened in Iowa, Bloomberg doubled his spending.
Yeah.
Which, like, from $100 million to $200 million, it's unreal. Like, hire double the campaign staff and all these folks in the ground game. He's going to go hard for Super Tuesday. Oh, and by the way, there's a Democratic debate on Friday evening. Who's going to who's going to spend a perfectly serviceable Friday watching these yahoos up there?
It will be playing at my housewarming party.
Really?
No. Like, not even a little
what
bit.
What is wrong with you? Anyway, let's go to the phones. 272-9228. Of course, you know, there was a State of the Union last night.
State of the State as
and
well.
State of the State.
Did I didn't watch the State of the State. Did KIV tear anything up?
No, but she has decided to appoint a gaming task force. She's not going to let the legislature handle it. She said, I'm putting together ordinary citizens.
Is there anyone Kay Ivey trusts? Because she doesn't trust the voters. She doesn't trust the legislators. Who does Kay Ivey trust?
I'm not sure. Joe Bonner. But he's a good guy.
He's a good guy. So much better than her previous chief of staff.
You talking about Steve Pelham?
272-9228. Let's go to line one here. News of Views, you're on there. Who's this?
That's Keith.
Hey, Keith. What's shaking?
Good morning. How are you all today?
All right. How's it going, man?
Good. Welcome back, Jack.
Thank you.
You know, the person that set up that app in the Iowa caucus is actually one of Pete Buttigieg's, whatever you say his name, that's one of his friends.
Really?
It was also a Hillary guy.
Robbie Mook denies it, though.
Well, maybe that's why he knew he was going to be so far ahead before he started counting.
I love the conspiracy around this. I don't think it's true, Keith. I think it's just utter stupidity and hubris. They were bragging about this new app. We're going to have the first alignment and the second alignment and the final delegate count. And I think that's what actually happened. But because what happened, their utter incompetence, a lot of conspiracy should be talked about.
That's pretty amazing.
Well, y'all have a great morning.
Thank you. We appreciate it. You know what? What's interesting, though,
yeah,
is however you look at it, and it may only be 71% in and counted, Biden lost by 10 percentage points. That's, well, I mean.
You said he only lost by?
No, I'm saying that's a lot.
Right.
Oh, I thought you were saying only. I was like, no, he should have been second.
Right now, with 71% in, he has 15.4%.
Yeah.
That is barely the threshold to get delegates.
That's really sad, actually.
So he could go below that threshold if 100% of returns come in, and he gets no delegates. Sorry, sir, you lose.
You know what, though? I need Biden in the race because he is the only Democrat that I can watch without wanting to vomit.
Really?
Yeah.
I just think of senility when I see him.
Well, yes, but I want to give him a hug. I want to smack the other ones.
Yeah.
That's not
well,
a threat.
If you give him a hug, he's probably going to grab your ass, so get ready.
You think you could do more push-ups than Biden? I'm going to need more paper.
Is this what we're going to do the whole show?
Yeah,
I think so.
He gets on a tear, literally.
Well played.
I thought that was funny, didn't you?
Well played, D.I. Campbell.
You tickled me there, Jack, and you made me laugh, too. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
This is Bob. Good morning, George.
Morning, Bob.
Top of the day to you.
What's on your mind?
Okay, this is a question. I was just recently seeing this ad by Coleman. It's been in everybody else. I've seen it everyone else. 10-1. It shows him like in a black suit exiting a helicopter.
Yeah.
Was he in the military?
No, he was not. In that aviator suit, if you look at it closely, it says Friends of Aviation or something on it. And that commercial is totally intended to mislead the voters into thinking that he...
Absolutely, Jack. Can you believe that? I mean, he has everything.
Hey, Bob, you sound like you're underwater.
Yeah, you're in a well there, Bob.
Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, okay, back to the surface of the well. But
we had an extensive discussion about this on Monday a lot of people from the Wiregrass. He was featured on the cover of a Wiregrass Electric Co-op magazine. He was on the cover in that flight suit, and people were calling here all morning, raising hell about it. And it is totally intended to mislead the voters, and I think it's wretched.
It is wretched. I mean, this between his wife doing his commercials and that, I mean, and all the other things y'all have revealed on the station, I mean, this is unbelievable. Unbelievable. But the electorate is not informed very well in any case.
Well,
so he may get away with it.
I know a lot of people in the Wiregrass have been streaming our program for the last couple of weeks, and that's great because we don't have that big a reach. We go as far south as Troy. But a lot of people in Enterprise are listening. That's where Barry Moore is from. And
right.
We've had a lot of people call here that have heard the show and think it's just terrible that Coleman is doing so well in the polls. Well, hell, he's spent like three times as much money as anybody else.
Unbelievable. It's like a presidential race. But also, this young lady, very attractive, who's running for office and is presenting herself in a travel environment.
Jessica,
I'm very impressed with her. I mean, she's played basketball in high school or something. And,
right.
She's very impressed. I can't pull her name up at this moment.
Jessica Taylor.
Sure, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I really like what she says and how she speaks. If she can have enough money, she can have a pretty good potential.
Well, I know she, I don't know how well she did, but I know she had a fundraiser in Birmingham last night. So some people are starting to take a look at her more seriously than they did. We're going to have Troy King, who's also a candidate. Troy's going to be on our show at 10 o'clock.
Yes.
So,
And according to the paper this morning, he's dead last in fundraising.
Yeah, I know that. I know that's been a challenge for Troy, is raising money. You know, because he ran for AG and spent a lot of money, and he, quite frankly, did miserably in the race.
Right. It looked like Tuberville did pretty well at Martin yesterday.
Yeah.
And his new ad's great, the new TV ad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like
it's
that.
Super good, super good. I can't beat that. He's pretty strong. Well, gentlemen, keep us informed.
All right,
keep
Bob.
Your eyes open. Thank you so much.
All right, appreciate your call.
Thank you, Bob. 272-9228, 272-9228. Folks, this hour of the program, I'm going to need more paper, really. Who throws away all that paper in the trash can without ripping it up first? I mean, come on. Consider the environment. Anyway, this hour of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios. For Valentine's, 'tis the season to give gifts to your significant other. Dan Black Studios is offering 50% off to News and Views listeners on all video transfers to digital format. Bring those analog memories into the digital future. It does not include films. But you got to tell Dan Black of the team at 279-6036, 279-6036. You are, in fact, a News and Views listener. Hey, and maybe, you know, your loved one is tired of chocolate. I'd highly doubt that, but they're tired of the standard Valentine's Day gift. Why not, especially if you're 20, 30 years into that relationship, remind them of some of those great memories that you might have on tape. Again, Dan Black Studios, great sponsor of this hour of the program. 50% off for News and Views listeners on all video transfers, digital format. Let's go back to the phones, 272-9228. Talk to Urbanite.
Yeah, is it too early to talk about the State of the Union?
No.
If you'd like.
Here's the mystery. Last night we got hyped up by our local affiliates about a Montgomeryan, supposedly a guest of the president.
Yeah.
When they started talking about the Opportunity Zone, I don't remember seeing him.
He wasn't, I think, named by the president, but he was up there in the gallery.
Oh, so he was truly a guest of the president.
Right.
They announced him earlier in the day. I'll pull up his bio. I've got it.
Paul Morrow.
I know about him. I'm just saying, it didn't make the national thing. It didn't make the national. It didn't actually make the State of the Union. That's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, Paul Morrow is his name. He's a United States Army veteran. He started a contracting business and is building a concrete plant in an opportunity zone here in Montgomery. The new plant will help support the new F-35.
Oh, super.
I'm just making sure there's no conspiracy or nothing. You know,
no, it's true.
He didn't get mad at the president or something. Oh, by the way, I think the old Attorney General, what's that guy's name?
Our Attorney General?
Yeah, running for Congress.
Sessions.
Or, wait.
No.
Troy King?
Troy King.
Yeah, his commercial was pretty cool with his mom.
With his mom?
Yeah, I heard it was good. And then I heard somebody make fun of it.
What it is, it's like a better version of what Coleman tries to do. It describes everything in his campaign as far as describing him as a candidate without... It's done in a funny way. Where he talks about the things he did in the state, his success record.
Yeah.
And it makes fun of it, and it's pretty lighthearted.
I think humor works sometimes in ads.
It does.
Oh, I agree. It's just the Coleman ads missed the boat completely.
I think his ads are terrible, but that's
just they're not even cute. I agree.
Well, and Troy King does have a pretty cool mom.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks,
Urbanite.
272-9228.
I know Urbanite's real name.
Really?
And you would really like his name.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
He actually saw me one day in the parking lot, Publix parking lot. And he recognized me, I guess, from Facebook or something.
Yeah.
And he complimented me on my love of, the purple one. So I was like, oh, thank you, sir. I'm glad we have that in common.
That's his name.
His name is the same as my... Wow, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, that's... If y'all can put two together, it makes four. But let's go to Jim. Hey, Jim.
Good morning.
Jim, are you going to be disgruntled today? I damn sure hope so.
No, I'll tell you what, I watched that whole thing last night.
Yeah.
And what a display of sour grapes by the Democrats.
Oh, weren't
Jerry
they?
Nadler in shifty shift sitting over there right on the front row having to look at him. Shift looked like he was about ready to pee in his pants. And Jerry Nadler looked like he was sound asleep there. I don't know. He's leaning on his hand there.
Jerry Bear looked like he was melting to me, Jim.
How did Ruth Bader Ginsburg look asleep?
Was she there?
She always looks asleep, though.
I know.
They didn't
show
that much of the Supreme Court. They showed the last two appointments, so I didn't really see that much.
The Supreme Court justices need to be pretty stone-faced throughout the whole thing, but when Trump said we have two new justices, Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, and they tried to be stone-faced, and they had this kind of nice moment where they looked at each other and smirked a little bit, and all right.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't an easy process for them.
It wasn't. Democrats have just been awful, this entire administration.
Yeah, they really
have. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, and buts. You can't deny every single turn, every single time Trump tries to do something, they make a big to-do about it.
Well, what is it with these women wearing these white outfits?
They're suffragettes.
Those are the protesting Democratic women.
Yeah, they're honoring the.
Well, I just think it's very distasteful that it wasn't winter white.
it's kind of a vanilla color.
One of my favorite moments, Jim. I wonder if you caught or if y'all caught it, Jack Ray Marie, is where Trump said something to the effect, "Freedom unifies the soul," and Pelosi behind him goes, "Mouths, freedom unifies the soul," and she kind of nods her head, goes, "Oh, damn, that's pretty good."
if you watched her, she was mouthing, "That's not true."
Mm-hmm.
She would shake her head no. She kept shuffling those papers like she was doing something, and she kept cutting her eyes to the right. What was she?
She was reprimanding some of her members. She was trying to tell them to shut up.
Yeah, it was.
Mama was not happy.
If you heard the guy that yelled out during the speech, that was a father of one of the kids that was killed at that park, and they escorted him out of the thing. And then what were the women? It stood up that one time and raised their hands, were shouting something.
They were saying HR4. It was when Trump was talking about lowering prescription drug prices. And he's send a bill to me. I'll sign it tomorrow. And they're saying HR4, which is a bill that only has Democrat support because the Republicans argue, and I think argue rightly, it would really limit drug innovation and bringing more drugs to market. There are ways to lower those prices without – it gives the government so much power, their bill, that it would essentially be price controls, and that would really mess with the
market. Hold on. HR4 is the Voting Rights Amendment.
It was, maybe it was H.R. 3.
Okay.
I don't know. It was some bill. They're like, we have a bill to lower drug prices.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. H.R. 3.
H.R. 3. Okay.
Yeah. But I think it was a great speech. And, you know, the Democrats can whine and all they want, but Nancy Pelosi, for a woman in her 80s, she sure made a fool of herself.
She did.
And to tear that thing up, that was a stunt. She had that plan from the beginning. And, she was going to do that. She knew she was going to do that. That wasn't something that just she just got mad and did it. She was planning all along to do
that.
Oh,
sure she was.
Oh, to rip the speech up?
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, I think a lot of people that are like undecided voters that are don't consider themselves Democrat or Republican saw that stunt last night, and I can only imagine that they thought, this is not the way you treat a president. No. I don't care if you like him or not. I don't care if you're in his party or not. You should at least be respectful for the institution of the presidency.
I agree.
I think they just, they're just, and the thing is, this afternoon, old Shifty's going to be come out again on the low man on the totem pole. So I think they made them sit right in the front row there. So I think Nancy made them sit there so they could watch it because she was so ticked off at them for dragging her into this thing. I don't think she's real happy about it. She knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, you're right, Jim. She knew exactly what was going to happen.
So good. Well, now this thing, it's supposed to be at 4 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock. They're going to have a procedure. I mean, are we going to have to listen to some more speeches or anything? Or
I hope not. I doubt it.
They're just going to do an up-and-down vote, yay and nay?
I believe so.
And then that'll be it.
Well, you know, Jim, you can change the channel from C-SPAN.
No, I don't watch C-SPAN. That's a lefty. I don't care what they say. C-SPAN is not neutral.
Let me throw this out there. Does Susan Collins now vote against impeachment?
Yeah, she is. Yeah. She announced that.
She came out and said she was, yeah.
Well, they gave her cover for her vote to bring in witnesses. And I'm happy that it worked out this way.
No, in this whole
affair, because I want to like her after Kavanaugh.
And actually, in this whole affair with the Brett Kavanaugh deal, with the impeachment deal, Susan Collins is a pretty consistent person, and she's actually been, you know, she has to play that moderate game, but she's actually on key votes come down on the side of Republicans. She does a pretty good job with these things. So,
well, I think Mitt's probably gonna. I'll be interested in two people: Mitt Romney and Doug Jones.
Well, I appreciate the call, Jim.
All right. Y'all have a good one. Bye.
You too. Bye.
272-9228. More news and views after this quick break. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, April Marie Fogel. We'll be right back.
Well, I don't feel like I'm being impeached.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Luke Ryan's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Luke Ryan. Plus, you can get a 1-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbyluke.com today. That's acbyluke.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
844-417.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan. EARL, for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll you'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving away not one, but two Infiniti QX50s in our Infiniti and Beyond giveaway. You can earn chances to win now, and be sure to come in for the grand prize drawings on February 1st and February 15th. The QX50 may be the nicest SUV on the road today, and you have two chances to win. So come play at Wind Creek Wetumpka and go to Infiniti and Beyond.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500, 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This afternoon, we've seen a whole lot of table banging.
Well, I don't feel like I'm being impeached.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Jack Campbell. Can you stop manhandling our microphone?
No kidding.
We have a cage on that thing. You don't have to grab it right at the front. Just turn the
crackling rosy.
Well, I don't want to touch it because it's so damn darn dirty.
How you doing?
I cleaned off Jack's mic when I sat over there last time.
No, I don't see peanut shells and anything else in there anymore.
272-9228.
This is why the conservative talk radio needs more women, so the mics aren't gross.
All well, you find me some conservative that. Women and we'll put them on. Just kidding.
Well, okay, now.
The women who call here are on fire, man. They're great.
Oh, no. Absolutely. Let's go to the phones and talk to Terry. We have two Terrys on the line.
Terry and Terry. Okay.
Okay. Here's what Trump needs to do. As soon as he's acquitted, walk in there and get right in front of Pelosi and tear up the papers. You know what I'm saying? That's what he needs to do.
How do you like that, Nancy? How do you like that? And
tear, that's right. That's
it's okay.
Right.
I can rip it up. We're going to plant millions of trees.
Yeah, we can do this. Or, matter of fact, hand it to someone else and say, okay, rip it up right in their face. That would be so good.
What? Terry, how you doing today?
You know what, though? It's hard to say this, but Trump has more maturity than that. You know what I mean? Which is tough. That's a tough bar when you're talking about Trump's maturity level.
Yeah,
but what Nancy Pelosi did was outright disrespectful of the office of the presidency.
No question about it.
And disrespectful of the State of the Union as a national event. This is a speech that is intended to make our nation stronger, to talk more about what unites us than what divides us. And she sat there with those looks on her face and with her smug comments and then that little petty act, and she showed her true colors.
She really did. She has no character. She may not be a hater. You know, she's Catholic, and she doesn't hate.
She's very prayerful, yes.
Yeah, prayerful, but that just shows what a bitch she is.
Classless. Ooh. Tacky.
I mean, really, that was very, very classless.
Jack Campbell.
How dare you?
Well, you know, sometimes.
I've never heard you call anyone that name, and I liked it.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Terry.
Terry, how you doing?
Hi. Second version. I watched the speech. Well, I started not to because it's like, oh, the same old theatrics, but it caught me, and I watched it, and at the end, it was like, I can't believe she did that. And, of course, I thought it was planned, just as other callers have said. But, and it is disrespectful of the presidency and the State of the Union process. But it's so disrespectful of the Constitution. My God. There were things in there that they were happy with. How can you deny some of the things that were good for everybody, that were obviously bipartisan? You know,
a good economy is bipartisan. And we've got a good economy right now. A rising tide lifts all boats, as they say. And that is true.
Yeah, I feel like, though, a good analogy is like a bitter couple in the middle of like a 2-3 year divorce proceeding. So it's like, yeah, our kids are doing great, but I still hate your guts.
That's right. And it's the children that suffer, right?
Indeed.
That is a very good point.
Yeah, it's the children that suffer. So, I hope he wins, just to finish some of the things he's done, and then the man needs a rest after all that.
Well, they just took a excuse me. They just took a missile out of their silo.
Yeah,
and tried to impeach him, and it didn't work. And I don't know what else they have.
And a big rule is, if you take a shot at the king, you better not.
Better kill
you better
that
not
son of a gun.
That's true. That is so true. Well, and
there'll be something else that come up.
They're having trouble in Iowa counting votes. They don't have a candidate to run against him. I think he's going to win.
As of this moment, it's still only 71% of returns.
Really? Yeah.
They have to figure out who their candidate's going to be.
What are they blaming this on?
An app. A coding failure. No, seriously, it was this app, and it was because of Bernie. Last time Bernie, it was so close with Clinton, and Clinton won by a lot of coin flips when there was a tie, that Bernie's team demanded, we want the popular vote on the first alignment, on the second alignment, and on the vote that gives you the delegate count. And so they're going to have this new fancy app that will report all these statistics. And, like, everybody's excited because all these nerds. Like, you know,
how do you not beta test this better?
I know. And they were over the moon, like, we're so ready, like, a few days before it. And then they just downright screw the pooch.
Yeah.
You know, maybe Bernie's voters blew up the app. Maybe that's what it is. So they're going to have to reconsider and, you know, recalculate.
Recapitulate.
Do a GPS on that. Thank you for talking.
Appreciate it, Terry.
Wait, have y'all seen, either of y'all seen Game of Thrones?
No, but I gave it as a gift to someone.
Oh, never mind. I won't even bring it up. I was just thinking, though, that Hillary Clinton made some sort of blood sacrifice so she could send a phantom in to screw up the app.
Well, this does work in her favor. Seriously. I mean, if there's ever...
There are a few things in life that can make Hillary look good, but you think this did?
No, I mean, it's an argument for draft Hillary.
At the convention,
The team we have out there, they can't do it. We're going to have to bring in our best horse.
Wasn't there someone else talking of another candidate talking about running? I saw something. I'm going to have to look it up now. But, there are others out there saying the crowd, the field we are putting out there cannot defeat Trump.
Yeah.
And that is a fact. There is no way Bernie or Elizabeth or Mayor Pete can beat Trump. Can't come close.
Well, they know that.
And Trump hasn't even got it started.
And that's why that we had an impeachment.
Oh, 100%.
They know they cannot win.
...50% off for News and Views listeners here for Valentine's in the month of February. But it's video transfers, digital format, not including films. 50% off for news and views listeners. Thank you to Dan Black Studios, sponsoring this hour of the program.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Great Clips is having a great grand opening because at Great Clips, it's gonna be great. And that means everything. Your haircut, the price, even their grand openings. So come to the new Great Clips located at 7747 East Chase Parkway in front of Best Buy. In celebration of their grand opening, they're offering $6.99 haircuts for a limited time. Help celebrate by stopping in today for a $6.99 haircut at Great Clips East Chase in front of Best Buy. Great Clips, it's gonna be great.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular one that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Metro Fitness is offering a great three-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes, as well as full access to everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted three-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. No long-term commitment in helping you fulfill those fitness goals for 2020. Get in on this short-term offer now. Don't wait. Metro Fitness, MetroFitness.com.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. We have a very spring-like storm system on the way today. High temperature will be in the middle 70s. Showers and thunderstorms, especially by this afternoon, this evening, and tonight. The greatest risk of severe weather would be from late this afternoon through the overnight hours, with damaging wind gusts the main threat. Can't rule out a tornado, and locally heavy rainfall amounts are possible. More rain Thursday with highs in the mid-60s, then breezy, much cooler Friday, highs in the 50s. Be sure you get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather. It has instant push notifications for severe weather alerts, plus advanced interactive radar. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in.
Is he British?
Billy Idol?
Yeah.
I believe so. Unless he's putting on a British accent.
You never
actually
know.
When I sing, I have a British accent.
Oh, whatever, Joey.
It's true, Jack.
Never heard you sing.
Thus, you know, you've never heard my British accent.
All I gotta say is this.
Bring me that candle.
No! Yes!
Love is the only thing that can save this poor creature. And I am going to convince him that he is loved, even at the cost of my own life.
Oh, thank you for that, Jack.
I love
it. Send it to me. We'll actually play it over there. 272-9228, folks, is part of the program. Of course, Dan Black is in Dan Black Studios bringing you this whole hour. But this part of the program brought to you by Express Fitness 24/7. I felt like a man yesterday. There's something about doing deadlifts that just make you feel like...
Is that where you squat down and then pull it over your head?
No, I did grunt? I did back squats. Yeah, there's some grunting involved. I did back squats yesterday, and I'm feeling pretty strong in that, but I'm trying to get stronger. Deadlifts where you pick it up off the floor, like, and you pull up with it, and then did some hang cleans, and I am sore, especially my upper back. But I'm sore in the place I meant to be sore that I was aiming for. I'm loving the workout schedule over there at Express Fitness 24/7 on Harrison Road. It's now Express Fitness at Hogan's Gym, that location, 3331 Harrison Road. 24/7 access when you become a member. Low monthly fee or very low sign-up fee. You only have to pay month-to-month, so no long-term contracts. State-of-the-art equipment, plenty of room, and whether it's free weights or plate loaded weight machines or cable weight machines or cardio equipment galore, and they have fitness classes in the activity room several nights a week. And there's so much going on at Express Fitness 24/7 Harrison Road. But when you become a member there or anywhere here in the River Region with Express Fitness 24/7, you can access any of the location. So check out the website today, expressfitness24.com, or just stop by the Harrison Road location. I work out in the afternoons. Come work out with me. It's a lot of fun, and be sure to tell Alex, Jennifer, the whole team over there, Express Fitness on Harrison Road, that Joey from the radio sent you. So somebody called off air and brought up, hey, can you actually talk about the trees thing? Trump said last night, we're going to plant so many trees. And it might be like, why is Trump talking about planting trees? Well, I remembered there was an article that came out in The Guardian several months ago, and it touted a new study, not in some right-wing think tank, but from the prestigious journal called Science. It really is a top-notch journal. They found that massive tree planting would be by far the cheapest and most effective approach to mitigating climate change. Wow, actually greening the earth fixes the problem. It would be more effective than any sort of carbon tax, any sort of cap and trade, any sort of Paris Climate Accord. If you could plant trees around the earth, around the globe, the size of essentially the continental United States, you could do an incredible job of reducing carbon in the atmosphere. And so if we're going to do something about climate change, let's not have another government centralized program, especially not the Green New Deal. Let's plant trees. And you'd think a lot of folks out there would be all for that.
Oh, I bet not.
That's what's crazy to me, is that so much of the climate change conversation, how convenient that stuff y'all wanted to do before we were really even talking about this issue is now the solution to this issue. More government control and central planning. And by the way, if you're listening to AOC and the Green New Deal and Bernie Sanders and these types, it's not just climate change. It's also like gender and racial justice and all these sorts of things.
Don't get me started on that.
My goodness. But last night, I have to say, you know, Reagan started that tradition of having somebody there.
Yeah, bringing people in that he recognizes during the speech.
Mm. And, you know, you can look at this with, I think, two minds. And let's just be bluntly honest about it. I find the stories, especially the stories last night, last year when Trump did the State of the Union, they were great. You can look at it like, what an amazing story about a person. You can also look at it, it's like, cynically, politically, like, oh, look at Trump trapping, baiting the Democrats. You can kind of be like, that person's being used. I mean, I heard plenty of that watching some of the news coverage last night. And I think multiple things can be true at once. Yes, it's kind of like the impeachment thing and looking into Biden's corruption. You can actually look into corruption. You can actually tell an amazing story of a everyday American getting ahead in life or doing a heroic thing. And you can also, you know, give that to your advantage politically at the same time. That's how these things work. But Trump took it to another level. He was like, he became Oprah, like the Republican Oprah.
It's like, she is a fourth grader, and she wants to go to school, a school of her choice, but she couldn't get that scholarship. Well, I've got a surprise for you. You have a scholarship. Just look under your chair.
You now have a scholarship to go to the school of your choice. Okay. Oh, you're wonderful kids. Your husband serves in the military.
And I have to say, that little boy with his head on the railing, I'm like, that kid is adorable.
And, oh, by the way, we didn't want to wait any longer. Your husband's here.
And that was an incredible moment. I mean, there were so many of these things. The 100-year-old Tuskegee Airman. Number one, that guy, 100 years old?
Fit as a fiddle.
I was going to say, and looks healthier than I am.
Yeah, I mean, my goodness. And his, Trump, by the way, in that moment, sometimes Trump goes into Dr. Evil mode. Not like he's being evil. It's not like he wants, you know, sharks with freaking laser beams on their head. It's more he talks in a certain way. He's like,
and we've created, since Truman created the Air Force, the first new branch of the military, we call it the Space Force.
And it's just, it's so funny. But to tell that story, oh, by the way, he's not just a 100-year-old Tuskegee Airman. I named him a Brigadier General. All right. Thank you, Jim. Rush Limbaugh's here. Rush is diagnosed with cancer.
I literally teared up.
Yeah.
I teared up during the Rush thing.
Yeah, and you know there are certainly Democrats in that chamber who can't stand Rush Limbaugh, okay. But...
Can you play that?
Yeah, we can find it here in a second.
I really would like to see it. I was out of the room and I didn't see it.
Tear it up. Okay, so here's what I did not know. And I was looking at this morning.
None of us would be here if it weren't for Rush Limbaugh.
I agree.
It's true.
Yes.
It's true. He was the pioneer in talk radio. But here's an interesting thing about Rush. Rush, in the Forbes list of celebrities who give the most to charity, nationwide, talking actors, actresses, singers, performers, Rush is number 4.
Yeah.
In the country.
Wow.
And giving to charity. And the Democrats are losing their mind over the president doing this, calling it a stunt, and he's too partisan, and he's racist, and he's this, and he's that. The man gives to veterans, he gives to hospital, he gives to healthcare. Hush up, people.
Well, no, and the press is doing this thing. And I'm going to hold back because we got Troy King's about to be here. We got to hit another break. But the press does this thing where you can take a whole person's life.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's the
so
comma.
True.
So it's like Rush Limbaugh, not like groundbreaking trailblazing, pioneering radio broadcaster. I've never been a huge Rush fan because I'm too young.
I have.
But I'm too young. It's not that, you know, whatever. But
he's saying you're old, Jack, by the way.
I have to tip my hat to Rush for being as groundbreaking, as trailblazing.
I credit him and Newt Gingrich with the Republicans taking over the U.S. House back in 94, whatever year it was.
But
Rush beat the drum when no one else would.
He was the original grassroots.
Yeah.
Identify the base and get them out. Like the base are talk radio listeners.
Right, and if you're writing up, if you're doing good journalism, you would write Rush Limbaugh, comma, groundbreaking conservative talk host.
Right.
You could even say very successful, sometimes controversial talk host. I think that would still be fair.
Right.
Instead, what they do is Rush Limbaugh, guy who said racist things, got the Presidential Medal of Freedom. They did this recently with Joe Rogan. When Rogan said, hey, I might vote for Bernie Sanders. I've watched too many hours of Joe Rogan and his stupid podcast. I love that podcast, by the way, because it's just a hangout. It's like Oprah for men. And they recently, on CNN, and Joe said, I might vote for Bernie because I think Bernie's consistent. But I don't know. I'm a comedian. I don't have no clue. I like Tulsi. I like Andrew Yang. But I'd probably vote for Bernie because he's been consistent over the years. And the press ran with it. And CNN wrote, Joe Rogan, who has said homophobic and racist and transphobic things. Like, no, how about Joe Rogan, former host of Fear Factor, Joe Rogan, commentator for the UFC, Joe Rogan, one of the most successful podcasts on the planet,
it's
gets more
gotcha.
Viewers than Don Lemon or Chris Cuomo. Like, it's such bullcrap.
It is.
It belittles, for folks, if you actually care about transphobia, homophobia, racism, if you're using those terms just to put down your opponents and to just completely mischaracterize who Joe Rogan
little
is.
Little boy you called Wolf.
Yeah, you're not helping your cause, if that's the cause you actually believe in. And I'm sorry, but if you actually listen to somebody like Joe Rogan, he's not those things. Yeah. That's what's so infuriating. Like, I know that guy. What the hell are you guys doing? Same with Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh isn't perfect. None of us are. But Rush Limbaugh is truly an American institution. And the idea that we can only celebrate commentators who lean left or are left is absurd. we should be able to celebrate a guy who changed the way we talk about politics in this country, single-handedly changed the way we talk about politics. You know, we bitch and moan a lot here on talk radio about the mainstream media, but don't underestimate conservatives' power, libertarians' power, small government people's power when it comes to talk radio. It is our last, I think, refuge.
Well, there's no liberal talk radio because it doesn't work.
Not as well.
I mean,
there are a few, but
there are a few, but I mean, you know, they probably would thrive in somewhere like San Francisco or Los Angeles, but by and large, they don't succeed.
Yeah, you're right.
So I just, I got on that little rant there. Sorry about it, but I'm so tired of, it's not even a conservative liberal thing. It's not a political ideology thing. It's just damning and defining people
by
either the worst mistake of their life, sometimes a true mistake, or just completely making stuff up to fit into how can we smear this person as a bad person. It's absurd.
I agree.
272-9228. Troy King will be in the house here soon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, April Marie Fogle in the house. More news and views after this break.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, you know, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, live in concert on Thursday, February 13th at the MPAC. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa.